CW Mobile.
Yeah, and C9B.
John, how you doing on this fine day?
Doing wonderful. Can't complain a bit. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I got my favorite run, so it's all looking good. How about yourself?
Oh, can't complain here. You must be running down to exit 14 on 85.
My favorite's the Williamston run. Easy peasy.
Yeah, maybe there won't be a Sherwin-Williams truck run off the road.
Well, we know that. I'll be keeping it between the lines. Taking it easy. Not rolling her over or nothing.
Last time you were out and about, the 85 was a disaster.
Heard the other day, he said it was a disaster too. Luckily, I wasn't working yesterday. But I'd be at it today. Hopefully, it'll be a whole lot nicer. It'll be nice and smooth. But, that's just a bad spot. 85, I don't know why it's going to be that way. It's way behind the time.
And yesterday, man, I think he had to detour twice for 85.
Pretty bad you have to find a way to get around the interstate system. Yeah, I've been looking at the 385 go down to Wade Hampton and coming in that way just to avoid everything from 385 on.
Down there, it's getting stupid ridiculous for sure.
It'll be bad if a guy driving a tractor trailer is wanting to go down Wade Hampton.
Times of the day, Wade Hampton is, oh man, it is ridiculous.
Moves. Running. Still enjoying it?
And I don't get to drive it, but maybe once or twice a month on a weekend day, and it's Susan's regular driver.
Kind of guarding that one. Yeah, Mama says, you can take the car this morning. I said, no, I need to drive my truck. You don't need to be sitting that long. Not just sitting there, you know? Not good for a truck.
You got to get the oil changed in mind, get ready for going to the beach here in a few weeks.
We need to take ours out. Never mind thinking, taking Mama to one of the lakes. We can't tow the boat along. Take a couple days, just lounge at the lake and do the fishing.
Bring your boat. How do you do it? Somebody else pulls the boat?
Or pull the boat. Mom's going downhill. It'll pull it. We pulled the boat before with it, so we just have to drive two cars.
That's all my brother, he has a Class C. And then I saw he was down there in Georgia and he had his truck with him. And I thought maybe he pulled it. And it's like, no, they drove together. And I thought, man, he's got a Jeep. You know, most people pull their Jeep behind their thing. I'd be pulling that Jeep.
They say they're set up where you can tow them all four on the ground. I just don't know about that. You know, that's like, if I was going to tow the wife's car, I'd have to put the front wheels on dolly and tow it that way. I'd be a little nervous about having that transmission spinning all the time.
If they put the transfer case in neutral, you know what I mean, it does.
A tow bar? You don't have a Class C. You can probably still tow it. Put a tow bar in the back of your camper there. Time convoy. Yeah, this morning.
Here yesterday. I don't know if you had to go in today or not.
I'm trying to judge the weather forecast. It's not what I was going to wear today. I was going to bring my rain jacket or not. I brought the rain jacket anyway. I guess it's supposed to rain between 7 and 9 or something like that.
Who's saying that late tonight or early in the morning there would be a passing shower, but nothing to write home about. KN4 TFW.
And I'm going to leave my rain jacket in the truck then. If I get wet, I'm going to blame it on you. NC9B.
You got as good a chance of predicting the weather as the weatherman.
He joins to do it for you.
look outside and just say something. You know, it may rain, but it may thunderstorm, but there may be a chance of tornado and hail, but we'll have to wait and see.
The other day on one of them reels that I guess they had a belly landing here at one of the Greenville airports. I'm not sure which one. I don't know if they didn't put the landing gear down or they had a problem with the landing gear, but it was a twin engine Piper or something.
I know something about it, but I don't know any of the details.
Kind of surprised the news media went all over that.
B-Mobile.
Beginning APRS man.
Morning, Eric. KN4TFW.
Good day. I have closed 85 south on me, so I'm off on the side road this morning trying to find my way around.
It doesn't look like there's a blockage down south of there.
Again, it's pretty sad. You got to find a way to get around the interstate system.
Pick up Cannon Campground off of exit 87, right?
It should be like the first little stop street or red light.
The access road on the right or on the left?
On the Cannon's Campground on the left.
People go straight. Everyone else is going left, so I'm going to try to do Newberry Road.
And that way.
And then it turns into Newberry Road after you cross over the next one.
You go down Cannon's Campground, it's to right there across from Mann and Hummel, there's a roofing place, and I usually end up having to go there.
Look on the southbound side again, so it was a short closure, so I'll hopefully get back on here in the next exit 83 or whatever it is. Factory plant coming up on Mann and Hummel.
And down Wade Hampton, pulling a wagon.
I have to wash the truck again today. Been sitting underneath the carport, got all dusty and dirty.
I remember coming this way once before. I popped back onto 85 at 110.
News this morning, they're supposed to have a shutdown on I-26. Tomorrow, that will concern me. I might have to go around, but the shutdown they're supposedly supposed to have this morning was not in effect, so I guess I'll be right down in the morning if I have to work. Nashville, was that Sunday? Saturday. Coming back from a date, and man, that was kind of nice. All that nice new pavement they have.
26.
In through 26. And all the tornadoes they had in Kentucky, we passed those where they'd come through. That was devastating. The wife saw them. We got a good look at it. I was too busy dodging debris.
It was just south of where the daughter lives.
Tornadoes in Kentucky, they were talking about it on NPR this morning, how they've had like 50% more tornadoes this year than they had last year. In the U.S., but that still wasn't totally an outlier. I was just saying I was back on 85.
I'm incredibly early at work today.
Hi, service guy doing a trailer tire on the side of the road here, perilously close to the shoulder line.
Want to be that guy. Side here. You fellas have a great day. Good talking to you, and enjoy the weather. Stay safe. Have a safe commute. And see you 9V.
73 Leon, have a safe day. KN4TFW.
73 Leon, good to hear from you this morning. Have a great day and drive safe. This is WTUJKT. Checking up that diode for me yesterday, but we're ordering some parts this week, so I'm just going to piggyback it on with an order.
I just happened to be over there, and I thought I'd ask and see. I wouldn't have known because I didn't look up, you know, the parts or whatever. But if you needed one in a hurry, at least we know we had it.
Oh, no doubt that can be handy sometimes. But since there's no hurry, we can wait a few days for the shipping.
And I figured if you wanted it, I'd get it. You could just jump off at Gossett. and I'd meet you there.
I'll do that if it becomes necessary, but usually we, you know, we order parts like once a week, once every couple of weeks usually, and, you know, we usually do like two-day shipping on it, and, you know, because we have an account, we get it cheap, but, yeah, it's not too bad.
From, like, Newark or DigiKey or something, like once, maybe once or twice a year, but that's about it. It'll have to be something special that I'm looking for. I needed some 12-volt, 7-amp-hour batteries for some, I guess it was fire alarm backup system or something.
Yeah, there used to be tons of places where you could get, like, that oddball stuff. You know, Radio Shack used to be a great place to get parts and back in the day. And then, you know, there were some other places that spun off and showed up in the 90s. I think I told you about that Tech America place that was down in Atlanta that was awesome for parts. They had almost everything. And now, you know, now that everything is surface mount and nobody can do it themselves, you know, without a whole bunch of equipment, it's a lot harder to find places that have stuff. Good at replacing surface mount stuff. I've replaced the sound chips in both of my Kenwood 590s, serial transceiver in one of my Kenwood 700s, and just, you know, miscellaneous odds and ends here and there, you know, diodes and, you know, surface mount transistors and stuff that have gone bad in various radios I've had.
I told him I called out the number. He knew it was a diode. He looked it up in the book and walked right over to a box on the shelf.
A common diode is used in a lot of things as, like, a DC input surge protector. Automotive stuff made in the last 30 or 40 years probably uses one.
Days when you didn't have all that electronic stuff made it so much simpler for the regular guy to fix it.
Move on with the times, you know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, doing surface mount does require a lot more equipment than, you know, doing through hole and wire wrap stuff. But you know, I have to use a microscope because my eyes aren't good enough to see that small stuff close up. And hot air gun, you know, a hot air station is definitely a necessity for, you know, removing and reflowing the surface mount stuff. I haven't gotten into any BGAs. I, you know, it's even more specialized equipment to be able to rework BGAs. But I can do anything gull wing or leadless, and it's not too bad.
And all of that, I'm not very good at soldering, mostly because I just haven't had any practice or any projects that I needed to do.
Motivated by potential repair bills, you know, when the sound device went out on my TS-590, they wanted like $300 or $400 for it. They wanted just to replace the entire board, and I'm like, well, forget that. I'm just going to buy the $6 sound chip and just replace it myself.
Like on my coax connectors are the kind that, you know, they're multi pieces and you put together and then you solder it and everything. And yeah, none of mine are even soldered together.
Need to get better at is putting on PL259 connectors on the coax, because I think I've definitely got some sketchy connections in my shack at home.
This orange glow this morning in the east.
Yeah, quite a bit of purple in it. I brought in some LMR400 through the brick wall, you know, exterior of my house for my 2-meter antenna on top of the house, and it's shocking to me because if I'm sitting out in my driveway in my truck, I can light up this repeater, but I can't light up the repeater with my radio on my desk using the you know, nice high gain antenna on top of the roof. So I think I've got a bad connection or something like that, that's, you know, eating power or, you know, just suppressing signal or whatever. Memorial Day weekend this weekend?
Surprise birthday party, 60th birthday party for my brother-in-law. His brother and family live up there by Jones Gap State Park, so I think we're going up there at least one day. But my mother-in-law and sister-in-law will be in town, so they'll probably be at the house.
Jones Gap. I've been hiking up there a couple of times. There's a nice waterfall up there. I forget which trail it's on, but there's a nice waterfall. And then from that waterfall, you can hike up further and go to the pretty place. So, yeah, that's a nice area.
Years since I've been up there, but when we were up there, the something was wrong with the trail up there to the waterfall, and they had it blocked off.
They've been up there since before the fires they had.
15 years for me.
We're in 2016, so it's probably been at least 10 years for me. Try to activate a state park over at Kings Mountain on Saturday or Sunday, not sure which, but I've never done a POTA activation before, so I'm going to gather some gear up and go out and see if I can figure it out.
You going to be on an HF rig?
I can do, above, I think my buddy pole will go down to 40 meters, but I might do some VHF and UHF as well, but I'll probably try, 20 meters, 30 meters, whatever, and see what I can do. I'll text to let you know when I'm up there if you want to try to work me.
WFCM. Hey guys, haven't heard my son, have you?
Didn't quite catch that.
Have not heard my son call me, have you?
Not heard him yet this morning.
Okay, thank you. I guess sleeping a little bit. Appreciate it. WFCM listening.
Well, I can usually, I usually make a lot of POTA contacts, but I ain't been on my HF rig in a while.
It's hard to find time, but I'm just going to force myself to set some time aside this weekend to go out and do it, because otherwise I just won't.
Yeah. I've been thinking about getting me one of those screwdriver antennas to go with my Yaesu and taking it with me when we go camping.
Antenna you can get from Yaesu that the Yaesu radios can control the tuning on?
ATOS 120. I mean, I've been thinking about that one because mine can control it.
Which Yaesu radio do you have?
FT450D.
For a little while, a few months, and I ended up selling it just because I could not get used to the user interface on it. I like a lot of buttons and knobs, and the Kenwoods have a lot of buttons and knobs, and the Yaesus are all like menus and stuff, and I just couldn't get into it.
Got my ticket. I was looking at the 991, and then Ed offered me this one because he wanted to get a new radio, and so it was a good deal, so I got it. But I was glad I got it. It helped me really learn a lot, without a waterfall and hunting for the stations and tuning them in. It's a really good radio.
I mean, they all have good radios, but yeah, the 450 has been a really fantastic budget radio for a lot of people. It's not that expensive, and you can get them for a song, but they perform really well.
I figured out the crossband, or the, what do you call it, when they transmit on one and receive on another. I've done that a little bit, and haven't done any repeaters on it yet, though. That's what they call it.
Get lit whenever you want to do a 6 meter repeater or something.
And worked a few European stations that were working split.
I'm in an HF contest due to run split. Testing radios have dual receivers, so you can receive on your split frequency at the same time as you're transmitting. And not sure why that is, but I guess there's some procedure or something that uses it.
Coming by this flag here at Business 85 and 85, and the wind's pretty still this morning.
Back down there.
I'm just camped out here in the right lane, minding my own business. There's somebody just riding my tail.
Middle lane driving slow.
What it is. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning. Hope y'all having a good start to your day.
You're almost destinated. Boy, you're really light this morning.
I'm headed down by the BMW plant now, but yeah, you're super scratchy this morning.
What's going on? I got something going on with my station, I guess. I'm running a full 50 watts into the repeater and having
controls are out today.
I can switch
on that one. all morning this morning, so it's either propagation or something broke again.
Any better?
Way better.
It is. I don't... Because I'm on my beam now, but I was on my vertical earlier, and the other night people were telling me they couldn't hear me on my beam, so I had to switch over to the vertical. Element Chriscraft.
Ew, that's a nice antenna.
Assume it's just the propagation, that solar storm that is hitting Earth.
Storm to hit 2 meters down on the surface.
X class 2 or something like that. Well, I can't remember how they classed it, but it's supposed to be one of the biggest, or it was the biggest to hit Earth this year so far.
Went down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a safe day out there, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4, TFW.
Again, have a great day and be careful. KO4HK.
Good talking to you this morning. Have a great day. W2JKT.
Figure out what's going on with my setup here.
I told Ken earlier that, you know, I can light up this repeater from my truck, but I can't light it up from my big vertical at home. And, you know, the vertical's definitely got a whole lot more gain than the antenna on my truck. And, you know, up higher, but, you know, it's weird. So all kinds of weird stuff going on.
Never had to run 50 watts to get into the repeater. But in my vertical, it's 60 feet in the air, and I'm 8 miles from the repeater. I mean, I know I got some dirt between me and it, but why all of a sudden, other than the lease on the trees?
Could be the solar storm. I mean, if it is, if all that radiation is getting down to the surface and causing all kinds of weird stuff, but you never know anymore.
After that, well, I won't keep you if you're having a hard time hearing me, so I'll let you go, and you be careful and have a good day today, Eric. Now maybe I'll catch you tomorrow. KO4HK.
Call Courtney and see what she's up to this morning. So I'll catch you later, Patrick. And I'm possibly doing a POTA activation this weekend, so I'll text you guys all when I get out there if you want to try to work it. Anyway, talk to you later. 73, this is W2JKT.